This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. DNA may stand for Do Not Ask. This case got started back in 2003 when a man with a gun broke into a woman's home in Salisbury, Maryland, and raped her. The police were unable to identify the assailant, but they did secure a sample of his DNA. 7 years later, Alonzo King was arrested and charged with assault for menacing a group of people with a shotgun. As part of the booking procedure, a DNA sample was taken with a cotton swab from inside his cheek. It proved to be an exact match to the DNA taken from the rape victim, and Alonzo was convicted. The Maryland Court of Appeals ruled that taking a cheek swab without a warrant was an unreasonable search of the person. But the U.S. Supreme Court reversed, stating that DNA technology has unparalleled ability both to exonerate the wrongly convicted and identify the guilty, and requires no surgical intrusion. Four justices dissented, but the majority ruled, and photographs, fingerprints, and now DNA can be used to point the finger at the accused. This is Neil Chayat, Looking at the Law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.